And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of March, 2025. It's the birthday of the joyful vegan, Colleen Patrick Goodrow, born on this day in 1970. Colleen Patrick Goodrow is an American author, lecturer, TEDx speaker, cultural commentator, and podcaster. Patrick Goodrow has written several books, including her first, The Joy of Vegan Baking, followed by The Vegan Table, 200 Unforgettable Recipes for Entertaining. Her book, Color Me Vegan, is organized by color to highlight the phytochemicals in plant foods. The 30-Day Vegan Challenge helps dispel the myth that veganism is about deprivation and limitations. And her most recent book, The Joyful Vegan, How to Stay Vegan in a World That Wants You to Eat Meat, Dairy, and Eggs, was published in 2020. In 2005, Patrick Goodrow founded the podcast Food for Thought, which has been voted favorite podcast by readers of Veg News for several consecutive years. She has another podcast called Animology, which examines the animal-related words and expressions we use and what they say about the relationship between human and non-human animals, which is also the topic of her 2020 TEDx talk. Patrick Goodrow is also a contributor to NPR. She was featured on Vegan Mashup, a show produced for PBS. Colleen has appeared on national and regional TV programs where she shared her knowledge and recipes. She also leads groups on all-inclusive, joyful vegan trips around the world. Today is the birthday of Beyond Meat, incorporated on this day in 2011. Beyond Meat's mission statement reads, "We build meat from plants to nourish and protect our bodies, heal earth and climate, and better share the planet with the miracle of life that surrounds us. We do this to keep our hearts and rivers cleaner and our parents, children, and communities healthier. Our current food system is unjust and threatens the wild. We resist, and with boundless energy of hope and a dream, make our products in service to love. Made up of four key components, this delectable, better-for-you option gives you the meaty experience you crave without compromise. The proteins in Beyond Meat come from yellow peas, red lentils, faba beans, and brown rice. That plant-based sizzle is all thanks to fats, including avocado oil, cocoa butter, coconut oil, and expeller-pressed canola oil. The carbohydrates in Beyond Meat are potato starch, pea starch, rice starch, oat bran, and methylcellulose, a plant fiber derivative, that give you that delicious bite. They're responsible for that texture. They use ingredients like apple extract, beet, and lemon juice in their plant-based burgers, beef, and sausage to give them that meat-like color and taste you know and love. The publication of Beating Hearts, Abortion, and Animal Rights by Sherry Kolb and Michael Dorff was on this day in 2016. How can someone who condemns hunting, animal farming, and animal experimentation also favor legal abortion, which is the deliberate destruction of a human fetus? The authors of Beating Hearts aim to reconcile this apparent conflict and examine the surprisingly similar strategic and tactical questions faced by activists in the pro-life and animal rights movements. Beating Hearts maintains that sentience, or the ability to have subjective experiences, grounds a being's entitlement to moral concern. The authors argue that nearly all human exploitation of animals is unjustified. Early abortions do not contradict the sentience principle because they precede fetal sentience. And Beating Hearts explains why the mere potential for sentience does not create moral entitlements. Late abortions do raise serious moral questions, but forcing a woman to carry a child to term is problematic as a form of gender-based exploitation. These ethical explorations lead to a wider discussion of the strategies deployed by the pro-life and animal rights movements. Should legal reforms precede or follow attitudinal changes? Do gory images win over or alienate supporters? Is violence ever principled? By probing the connections between debates about abortion and animal rights, Beating Hearts uses each highly contested set of questions to shed light on the other. And here is a reading from Psalm 30. Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. You turn my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. A portion of Psalm 30. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that joy is an act of resistance.